We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPG News, I'm Lydia Nazarva. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. The University of Illinois debuted a new suicide prevention program on campus Wednesday. The event is a partnership with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The NAMI branch is student-led to provide peer-to-peer support. The students organized the first part of the program called Talking Safes to destigmatize mental health. UIC NAMI is currently planning future events for later in the semester. The Illinois men's basketball team lost 71-77 against the Purdue Boilermakers last Tuesday. The Fighting Illini led for most of the match, but Purdue pulled ahead in the last 3 minutes to claim the victory. Previous Naismith College Player of the Year Zach Eddy scored 28 points for the Boilermakers. Marcus Domas led the Illini with 20 points, with Coleman Hawkins getting 13 points and 9 rebounds. The 12th-ranked Illini will travel to face an unranked Iowa on Sunday for their final regular season match of the season. Illinois won their last match against Iowa 95-85, which took place on February 24th. After the Iowa game, the Big Ten tournament will take place March 13th to 17th in Minneapolis. Although Purdue clinched the Big Ten title following their victory, the Big Ten tournament will have potential impacts on March Madness seeding. Champaign school children are paying homage to one of their classmates by selling slime for a fundraiser. Judah Christian School's Scala Woods sold homemade slime online to support children in Romania. In 2019, she died of brain cancer at the age of 9. The school now plans to use its International Missions Week to continue Woods' vision through the Look Out for the Left Out event. Look Out for the Left Out events are hosted by Woods' parents, who hold school's assemblies to teach students how to make Scala Woods slime recipe. Their goal is to raise $1,000, and so far they have gained nearly $500. All proceeds go towards aid for Romania. People can donate at lookoutfortheleftout.com. The Illinois women's basketball team lost to Maryland by a score of 75-65 in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Illini came out swinging, outscoring Maryland 24-10 in the first quarter, but their lead dwindled to just 2 points at halftime and evaporated soon after, with Maryland controlling most of the second half. Makira Cook and Camille Hobby led the Illini with 17 and 16 points respectively. Kendall Ballstick also tallied a double-double with 11 points and 11 rebounds. The loss ends the Illini's conference season, and the team will await a possible tournament invitation, though their 14 and 15 season record makes them a long shot to crack the NCAA tournament's 68-team field. The 30-year-old Prairie Play Playground in Urbana has officially been turned down and will be replaced with a brand new structure. Officials said the playground's wooden structure became hard to maintain, and the best option for the area was to replace it. The park district spent months surveying families in the area to see what would be the best fit for the community's children. The new design will include swings, a double zip line, spinners, and a musical play area. The Urbana Parks Foundation is currently accepting donations for the project, and they are planning to open the new playground in the fall. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Peter Dara, Nicholas Joacho, Emily Hoffman, and Joaquim Amali Macias. Our deputy news director is Elissa Eaton, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPG News, I'm Lydia Nazarva.